Students have a vision of what they want to accomplish, a goal, a dream, and it is really up to us to make sure that they are able to fulfill that. I really believe that this is a year of opportunity, particularly on this campus, and I've started to go around and talk about it as a year of opportunity. You know, the distractions that we had last year are over, and can't blame anybody else. We have to seize the moment, seize the year, and really make the very, very best of it. I can feel a palpable sense of anticipation and optimism. And as one of my colleagues said to me, Phyllis, this is a very pregnant moment, and you can't stay pregnant forever. So carpe annum, right? Seize the year, take advantage of it. Let's do the greatest work that we can together. And so I want to end with another very short video of the students' words. We asked the students to say in one word, what does Illinois mean to you? And this was their response.
When I think of Illinois, I think of loyalty.
When I think of Illinois, I think of family.
When I think of Illinois, I think of community.
I think of tradition. Diversity.
Accessing potential.
Excellence.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Hardworking.
Tradition!
Exciting.
The word is luck.
Scholarship.
I think spirited. Illinois is very, very spirited.
Diversity.
Surprising.
Awesome.
Courage.
Futuristic possibilities.
Social. Very social.
It's a lot of energy.
Opportunity.
Illini.
A large student body and great diversity.
Orange and blue and outstanding education.
So I think this brings us back full circle. We're here for the students. We are not trying to make cups of coffee that all taste the same. Every single one of those students are different. They come from a different place. They're going to go to a different place, but we want to make them leaders in whatever they do. So thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you. That was excellent. That was really great and puts a lot of pressure on the presenters after you, including the budget committee. Do you have a good video to show this morning?
That's two of them.
Somebody did this on purpose.
Thank you again, Phyllis. That was wonderful.
Are you ready?
Yes, please.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on September 4th, via video conferencing on three campuses. Trustees McMillan, Oliver, and Tinkin were present, as well as Trustee Stobel, participation via teleconference. Treasurer McKeever was also present, and Trustee Acera participated from Springfield. The minutes of the July 9 meeting were approved without corrections and additions, so a good job by the secretary. Three presentations were made to the committee. First of all, Vice President Knorr presented the FY13 operating budget, and we will repeat a version of that presentation in a few minutes. I just would add that Vice President Knorr, I really appreciate the time that you invested meeting with each of the members of the committee and walking through the budget background and taking the time to prepare us in advance for the meeting. I appreciate that. And also for all the committee members who made those meetings. Vice President Pierre, that's probably the news. Someone calling. Oh, it's Chris. Okay.
Sorry.
Vice President Pierre presented the FY14 operating and capital budget request. University Auditor Julie Zimaitis presented the University FY12 internal audit report. In addition, Mike Bass and Heather Habracker presented capital items and purchase recommendations for the committee for consideration. There are nine items on the board agenda today for approval, which have been put forward. I won't recant all of them, but it's items 3 through 11 in the board.